state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Chan, there is the Earth. I would like to point out that I believe probably 95% or more of the American people want to be free. It doesn't matter whether you're right, left, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. Most people in America want to be free and do not want to have a small ruling elite control us. The trouble is that the small ruling elite is well organized. It has agents planted in government agencies all across America. It encourages its people to run for the water board and the police board and the board of supervisors and the city councils, and to get its people into positions in government every place there is. And as a result of the fact that they are organized and they control the media, why we're progressively losing our freedom, step by step by step. So how do you counter something like that? Well, you have to be organized just as well on the other side. And a gentleman who's proved that he can actually do that is our guest this morning, Kirk McKenzie. We've seen what he could do in Northern California in Siskiyou County, where the elite came in. They wanted to take over a 3 or 4 county area, take out the dams, which of course not only destroyed access to hydroelectricity, also would have destroyed the farmers there. And yet, of course, the other side was all set and ready to accomplish it. Certainly they wanted to erode every aspect of local control and bring in federal agents to tell people what to do and what to do on their farms. It's a very rural area, very more or less isolated. And Kirk was able to go in and get the people organized, and then, of course, once organized, they were able to counter what the government was trying to do. And government officials, part of this cabal that wants the dictatorship, were furious by the fact that their efforts were blocked. Simply utilizing the laws that we have, which are in place, which limit the power of the federal government. But, of course, the bureaucracies will push just as far as they can, make all sorts of threats. But they really have no power. They have no authority. And so many of our government bureaucrats are violating the very laws they've sworn to uphold. Well, that is the background. Let me introduce you this morning, Kirk McKenzie. He has been with us before, but certainly I want him to be with you again. And hopefully he can explain to our listeners how to begin to counter organization of the evil ones with the organizations of the good people who want to be free. Kirk, you go ahead and pick up this story.
Well, Dr. Stan, good morning, and thanks for having me on. What you said, the lead-in, is absolutely perfect, because that's exactly what we have to do. The other side is very organized, and you know, if you're being attacked by an individual, then a response at an individual level is appropriate. If you're being attacked at a city level, a county level, a regional level, a state level, or a national level, you have to respond at the appropriate level. And I think that right now we're finding ourselves in, you know, these kind of a national assault on all of these rural America, all of our America, frankly. But we have to have a national response. And I think that begins at the county level. We began to put together coalitions of existing organizations, all of whom are essentially fighting in the same war. But they're fighting all separately, kind of like a lot of battalions without an army. And what we need to do is to help to get them to realize that it's to their benefit to all these battalions to actually work together, begin to communicate, coordinate, and cooperate. It doesn't mean that this battalion is going to try and, you know, go over there and fight that battalion's battle for them, but it does mean that they're going to be helped and they're going to be working together on a cohesive basis. And if you take a look at the organizations that are out there that are active, like Tea Parties, Campaign for Liberty, Oath Keepers, you know, there's quite a number of groups. And on the other hand, in rural America, there's these other groups, so there's no connection between them. Things like the Grange, the Cattlemen, the Cattlewomen, the Farm Bureaus. And these are the people that are actually being attacked. And so I think that there is a need to begin to pull together the various factions in each and every county and have them working together in a much more synergistic fashion. Nobody dictating to the other, but they need to come together and they need to work under one flag. I mean, imagine trying to win a war with nothing but separate battalions, each of them running around with their own flags. And I think that flag or that slogan has to be something like Defend Rural America. And you could be defending timber, you can be defending water, you can be defending, you know, farms, ranches, whatever else. All of those really are the defense of rural America. And I think that once people begin to awaken to that fact that it is a national fight and it is a fight that we're going to win, and the only way to win this fight, frankly, is to begin to work together, then it starts to happen. And so the trick is, how do you organize these groups to begin to do that and set up the communication systems and get them to begin talking to each other and working together? And that's basically what the Defend Rural America Project is. It's not an organization. We're not trying to dictate to any other group. In fact, what we're trying to do is support those groups and help them to be more effective, get bigger and stronger. But it's basically a project to bring that message, bring the educational materials, bring the training to these groups and help them to find the path to begin to work together on a sustainable basis over the long term. And I think that's how it works. And I think that for people like, say, the Tea Party groups, of which I am a member of numerous ones, where, you know, we do understand there is an agenda, there is Agenda 21, the reality is that when you want to fight, how do you defeat Agenda 21? And part of that answer is you do want to educate the population that it exists. But you really, to fight it, you have to begin to fight it the way it's actually being fought. And in urban America, that's going to have to do with high-density government project-style housing, closure of roads, trying to get you to ride bicycles, you know, using redevelopment funds, those kind of things. But when you're in rural America, these people are fighting the national, you know, agencies of various types, the EPA, NISA, FEJA, FERC, all these, you know, acronyms, these government acronyms, you know, Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Endangered Species Act, all these things, National Environmental Protection Agency. this is where the battle is. And so to be effective in actually moving forward, I think we have to change directions and get people on that side refocused to the problems that their neighbors are having on the ranches and farms and in the forest and so forth, and then working together. And that's the message.
Hold that thought, Kirk. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Kirk McKenzie, and he's talking about how some of you out there have to get together and begin to organize the community and certainly define the issues that everybody agrees on and then to organize against it. This is what we've done with smart meters here in California, and we're able to get rid of those smart meters. The other side thought they added a slam dunk. They were going to get the smart meters on, raise our electric rates, begin to monitor what we're doing, destroy and damage our health through the microwave radiation. They thought this was just all accomplished. And when the people began to get upset and organize, and with an organized effort, we were able to counter this multi-billion dollar conglomerate intent upon invading our privacy and destroying our health. It can be done. Kirk, go right ahead with your story and how to go about beginning to organize the community on various issues.
So, you know, to do this, I mean, the first thing is to realize this is the golden opportunity, because I believe this is the future of the movement. We really have to begin to pull all the forces and address on the actual fights. And once people realize that, I believe a number of people are realizing that is the future of what they want to do. When you engage in those fights, you're fighting the actual battles, and you're also doing this on a sustainable basis, because the people who are, say, a rancher or a farmer who's in this fight, they're in the fight forever, I mean, because they can't get out of that fight. And so they have a sustainable effort in this, but they don't really have the means, the mechanisms, or whatever else to fight back, just like the timber people. You know, these are independent people, relatively few people in the company, whatever else, and you know, they don't necessarily have the internet hookups, the communication systems, the emails and the Facebook pages and the websites and all that. But they're the ones that are actually being victimized by all this stuff. And that's really how the government is winning, is they're going after these individuals and getting strategic lands. You know, there's forest, ranch, water, whatever. And so I think when the others begin who are trying to figure out how do you get our country back, began to realize their future is actually to join the fights that are already in progress, that just that idea begins to start to move the things in the right direction. Then the next step is that people have to then start to reach out. And so, for example, here in California, where a large number of Tea Party people who I usually talk to have really embraced this idea, they're out there all the first time contacting all these various agricultural type related organizations and beginning to say, you know, hello, here's my name is, I understand you guys are fighting these fights. Please tell me about them. I want to help. I mean, that's just huge. You know, these groups aren't quite used to this. You know, Cattlemen's, for example, isn't quite used to having Tea Party people contact them and say, we want to help. But, you know, that's where it begins to work. And all of a sudden, people begin to form relationships. They add each other to their email lists. They begin to be more sensitive to each other's issues and problems. And just that opening the doors and beginning the communication process is a huge step forward. Because once the communication starts, the trust will follow, and that means the communication will lead into coordination and cooperation. So to help that whole process along, we actually will plan a major event where we want to have 1,000 or so people come, and we make an objective of that process to reach out to all these groups, make sure all these groups understand what we're trying to do, that we're trying to help, and get all of them to support the event, come be speakers at these events and so forth, and make it kind of the launch, the official public launch. And in rural counties where they typically suffer because they have low population densities and therefore they almost have no voice, across the country they almost have no voice because they're always outweighed by the urban areas, the low population density works for them when it comes to organizing. Because if you have 1,000 people come to an event, for example, at Yreka, California, out of a population of roughly 45,000 people, you're getting 2.5% of the population. For me to do that where I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, you'd have to have 250,000 people, and that just isn't happening. So the ability to organize in the communities that most need it is actually the greatest opportunity for us to go. It's also a reservoir of our values. It's the reservoir of our cultures. People who still practice and believe in the American way and the ideals this country was founded upon. And then once you have that happening, you want to bring in the understanding of what that they are fighting these global fights. You have to think globally, act locally, and also start to train people and show them the things that we can do. And so part of the process in the Defend Rural America Project is to also try and understand every single constitutional remedy that's available to us that the Founding Fathers foresaw, such as, you know, we have certainly elections, we have Second Amendment rights, we have grand juries, we have juries, we have jurisdiction. There's all these things that the Founding Fathers built in there, and so we're in the process of trying to rediscover every single one of those and realize that these are what we want, they are what we are entitled to, and that we, regardless of what, you know, the latest executive order may say or the latest unconstitutional law may say, that, you know, we're going to go back to these original ideas and we ignite those things at this county level. And I call that the constitutional county. And obviously this mobilized force of people working together begin to have political clout. We set a new standard for the people they elect. You know, these are not ordinary times, and we don't want ordinary politicians anymore. You know, so the politicians that are there need to realize that something's changed. You know, the world's changing, and either they get on board with the people, you know, they stand up or they stand out. And, you know, if they're not going to cut it, we put people in like sheriffs and county commissioners and so on that understand that we have a big fight, and they are supportive of these constitutional measures and the exercise of everything that we can come up with that's peaceful but constitutional. And we then hook all of these counties together through an expanded network, a backbone communication system that connects them all together. And then those become over into other states. And those counties, you know, grow to be states. And the states start working together on a cooperative basis. And pretty soon we have, you know, a state like California. We will, by the end of this year, have roughly 35 of the 58 counties in California working together on this basis, and probably by the first half of next year we'll get the remaining, that I think we can get about 48 out of 58. I don't think we have any chance at L.A. County, for example, so I'm not going to try, but about 48 of them. And, you know, then we will move this and are moving this into Oregon and Idaho and Montana and Washington and, you know, the rest of the Rocky Mountain states. And then nationally. And what I envision long-term is that we have essentially a virtual rural America, a national rural America, beginning to work together to get a voice again. And these states control approximately two-thirds of the Senate seats. And I think we can begin to have some power there. And I think that in the progression of things from a constitutional county to a constitutional state, we're now going to find and rediscover state sovereignty and states that begin to act and take stand up and take constitutional measures to protect the people, to nullify unconstitutional acts of the federal government, and so on. I think it's a process from building from bottom up, and it's going to take us some time, but it is working, and we seem to be, you know, having, I can't claim that we have a win. We have delayed decisions. We've postponed them. We stopped them at the gates at the 99-yard line, which was amazing. They'll never give up, but neither will we anymore. And so it's a pretty exciting proposition, but that's kind of the process.
And, of course, the sheriffs up there were solidly behind this. There were a number of sheriffs who were willing to stand on the basis of the Constitution. The law of this land is the Constitution. Now, this is why they don't teach it, certainly in our schools. They don't teach it in law schools. Everything is done to say, oh, well, that was then. But, you know, everything evolves, and the law is what the judge says. No, ladies and gentlemen. We have laws, and we have corrupt judges, and they have put corrupt judges in to try to undermine the very fabric of our society. But the law of this land is the Constitution that limits the power of the federal government. Federal officials don't like that. But, of course, the local sheriffs can arrest federal officials that come into your county and begin invoking unconstitutional and illegal activities to regulate and control the people. There are those who want to control everything from Washington, D.C. That's the plan. Well, it can be countered, and Kirk is coming up with an excellent track record, and we saw this, what happened in Siskiyou County. He's beginning to organize the rest of the state here, and you can begin doing the same thing in your communities. You need to learn how to do it, and you need to understand this is about the preservation of freedom, because once it's lost, it'll never come back again. There is an organized effort on the other side, and basically they know exactly what they're doing. They're well-financed. These are evil people who want to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. They'll point you to the danger of the Russian communists or the Chinese communists. Ladies and gentlemen, we're funding them. Why do you think we're transferring our jobs and our manufacturing and to communist China and bringing their leaders over here, like Mr. Hu? Who is Hu? He was the man who was in charge of the murder at Tiananmen Square. And he was brought to Washington, D.C. and lauded and applauded about a year ago. Nobody calling him a war criminal or calling demands that he be imprisoned for his crimes and his murder of the Chinese people. No, he's lauded by our leaders because that's the sort of government that they really want here. And believe me, they're working through our covert organizations in Washington, D.C., and the invisible government. And if you haven't read my book and you don't know who they are, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I've been to their headquarters. I've been to their papers. I've talked to their members. They want an all-powerful government headed by a ruling elite because they don't believe in individual freedom under God. That's why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. After all, I mean, if people really believe their freedom comes from God, they won't then look to government to look after them. Kirk, you go ahead and talk to explain how people can begin doing this on their own in their communities.
Well, the first step probably would be to let me know you're interested in doing that. You can email me at Kirk, K-I-R-K, at defendruralamerica.com, and or you can alternatively go to the website.
Email one more time, please.
Okay, it's Kirk, K-I-R-K, at defendruralamerica.com.
Kirk at defendruralamerica.com. Go ahead.
And they can also go to the website, defendruralamerica.com, and begin to take a look at the materials there. It's a very different website. First off, it's laid out like a book. It has a number of topics, topics to cover that there is a problem, and there's a documentary video I did on Siskiyou County. There's a topic about who's behind all this. there's a topic about, you know, how they're doing this and how we can respond. And so there's a 5-point plan. It's laid out, and it draws upon the materials from the website. And so you have, in juxtaposition, you have things like, you know, constitutional sheriffs and constitutional counties right next to, you know, some articles about wolves and the release of endangered, these predatory animals, or, you know, the Endangered Species Act. It's a different website because all the pieces of this puzzle have been pulled together into one place. And so you'll find strategy, you know, basically you'll find understanding, you'll find strategy, education, training materials. There'll be plenty of articles. There are downloadable files. There are visuals. So there are also YouTube videos. You can link to those. You can listen to radio shows like this. So it's a very, basically a free multimedia book. And it's a great place to go ahead and get started, get ideas, and learn about these things. And then when they want to get ready to start to organize and move forward on that, contact me. Let me know, and I can work with you to make it happen.
Give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, you have a question for Kirk, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And they were able, in Siskiyou County, to totally counter the effort of the federal government to take over. And it's not the federal government, it's the invisible government. This massive autocratic fascist bureaucracy wanted to control the lives of the people up there and the farmers and take away the water and destroy the agricultural economy and certainly tear out the dams so they could certainly destroy the hydroelectric base of that area. I mean, without electricity, why societies don't work? Well, then they can run the price of electricity up. You must understand, there are people who really, in America, want to destroy America. They want to focus our attention on the external enemy, all those wicked terrorists. And yet we're funding the terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. And if you doubt that we're funding the terrorists, so they go up and simply type into your search engine, ISI, that's Pakistani Intelligence, funds Al-Qaeda. ISI funds Al-Qaeda. You'll find ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and then type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find we're funding the people who are funding the terrorists. There's only 50 Al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan. We have 600,000 people there to counter them, including, of course, the 350,000 Afghan troops and police that we're training. And why would we need 650,000 people to count 50 terrorists? Because it's all phony. Focus attention on the external threat, and they don't see the internal threat, the coming dictatorship here. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, and heed what Kirk is telling you. Who do we have on the line?
Morning, Dr. Stan. This is Gene.
Good. Hi. How are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I'm a farmer in northern Colorado, and they have succeeded in totally seizing our aquifer water resources from Denver to the state line of Nebraska. They have cleverly done this by getting farmers to fight farmers under the guise that people who have irrigation wells are stealing water from people who have surface water rights, despite the fact that 50% of the farmers that have surface rights have irrigation wells. Well County, Colorado, where I reside, is the eighth largest agriculture producing area in the entire United States. We're in the middle of a severe drought. We have 10 times the amount of water in our aquifer than they have in surface storage, and it's been totally taken out of our access.
Well, that's because, of course, the federal government is exceeding its authority, and they want to destroy our agriculture. They want droughts. They want famine. But basically, the only way you're going to counter this is to get people to demand that the federal government limit its power. Kirk, what would you say to this gentleman who's calling in, talking about how the federal government is coming in and getting dividing the farmers and then using that to control the water and to destroy the economy there? What would you tell him?
Well, I'm not sure I'd tell him anything. Actually, what I'd do is I like to listen, because these are the kinds of stories that I learn by it and want to pass on. I think that my message would be is, look, I want to bring in the troops to help you fight these battles. You know, urban America is very grossly misinformed and doesn't understand the problems that are going on. And part of this whole project is to try and begin to fight in the court of public opinion by educating people as to the fraud of the Endangered Species Act and these water grabs and just how egregious this is, and for them to recognize that, you know, this is such a huge problem. This isn't just like an individual situation or one, you know, county or one state. If you look at the totality of this, this is actually a war going on that's going to destroy the backbone of our nation. You know, we have given up manufacturing. We've given up blue-collar jobs. We've given up white-collar jobs. We've given up our technologies. We've given up our technology industries. I mean, what do we have left? And, you know, this was the greatest agricultural-producing nation in the world, and we still have that despite things like NAFTA, which I fought against, and other kinds of things. But, you know, now we have the enemy within that's basically destroying our ability to do this either feasibly or economically. And so they're going after the water. They're shutting off the water to the farms. That means our food. You know, they're blowing up the dams. Well, when you blow up a dam, you lose not only the hydropower and the energy, you lose also the reservoir. When you lose these reservoirs, that means that when summer months come, guess what? The rivers dry up. And up in Siskiyou County, what they want to do is they want to make sure the rivers keep flowing by taking the water away from agriculture at the very time the crops are growing. I mean, it is sheer insanity. And it's not saving the species. It's not saving the fish. And in fact, it's destroying them. And they're setting up the forest. I mean, our timber is one of our greatest natural resources. I mean, we have trillions of dollars of natural resources. And we have a very small fraction of the population that actually brings those in and brings them to the rest of us. And they are under attack. And so, you know, like timber, for example, the way that these national forests are being managed nowadays is they're not being managed. They're allowed to get 10 times more trees per acre than they're supposed to have. The trees get thin, they get thick, they get dry, the insects come in, the canopies close. In other words, the trees, the leaves start touching each other. And when you have a fire, these are catastrophic fires. We have now, I think it's 17 states that have had record fires. I mean, when they're fires, they're not just, you know, ground burns. They're not just fires that run along the ground like they used to when the Indians managed these forests. These things hop right up into the canopies, and then they just go flying across and just destroying things in their path. And we're having fires now up in Shasta County, south of Siskiyou County. And, you know, we've had these in Montana and Colorado and so forth. And when these burn, not that we're losing forests, you know, we're losing all these, quote, endangered species like the spotted owl that we're supposed to be saving is, in fact, being destroyed. And we're losing places for recreation. And we're losing all that timber. And California, for example, has gotten so hamstrung that instead of being an exporter of timber, we now import 90% of our timber needs. And then you got the government going after Gibson Guitar because they're doing what they've been doing ever since the very beginning. They're bringing in wood so they can go ahead and, you know, use craftsmen to turn them into the parts necessary to build high-quality cars. All of a sudden, they've been declared criminals, and now the rule is you can't bring in ebony in this country. You can only bring in manufactured components. So if they want to have fingerboards for the guitars, no longer will our U.S. craftsmen do that. Those craftsmen are going to be exported to the other country, and they have to do all that, and all we become is assemblers. I mean, it is a tack. And so part of this, I want to get your story and stories like this out in front of more and more people to realize what is happening here. And it's happening relatively quietly. Most of America doesn't even realize this is happening. And, you know, the environmental movement, I want to expose that movement, started as a populist movement. Americans want a clean country. We do. I mean, I was there on the campuses and, you know, grew up in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and I know where this comes from. I know Rachel Carson's Silver Spring's book and so forth. But what happened is these international bankers came in, they realized that that's something we would support, and they took it over, and then they moved and turned it inside. So they kept the green outside, but the inside's all red. I mean, this is nothing more than the communist agenda, in my opinion, on the inside of this. We have to expose this.
We'll be back in just a moment. And give us a call, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and you must understand there really are people who want to destroy this country. They want to transfer our wealth to other nations. They want to transfer our jobs to other nations. They want to transfer our manufacturing to other nations. They know exactly what they're doing. They are globalists. They believe in something called creative destruction. Creative destruction, you can look it up on the internet. And, in fact, if you want to understand it, simply go to your search engine and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. He'll explain it to you. The goal is globalism. They want a new global society, and they want to create this new wonderful society. But to do that, they must destroy the old one. And that's what they're in the process of doing. They're creating this new global society and transferring our wealth throughout the world and raising living standards elsewhere as they are destroying our farmers and our manufacturing and our mining and our timber. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want the common people to know because they're selfish. They wouldn't want to give up the wonderful life we have. They don't understand that what we really need is a ruling elite because they know what's good for us. Is our farmer still there from northern Colorado? Are you still with us? I guess we lost him. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, of course, what they need to do is get the farmers together and unite them against the government and tell the federal government they have no right to be doing what they're doing and expose what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, go ahead, Kirk, and your comments on what I said and then what we need to be doing to try to preserve our freedom and the rights, certainly, of our people and begin, of course, getting industry and farming and the other things free of government regulations so our people can prosper rather than, of course, destroy the infrastructure of this nation, impoverish and enslave our people.
Well, let me first off say that to the farmer in Colorado, come back on the phone because I frankly, I had to spill some energy there, but I do want to listen to your story. If not on the show, if you would drop me an email because I do want to listen, learn more from you. We have a situation where a lot of the victims of this stuff, these fifth generation farmers and ranchers and timbermen and so forth, you know, they're out working, you know, 7 days a week outside. They don't have a lot of time. They don't have a lot of computer access. I've been up in these counties. You know, there's a lot of them still have dial-up modems. And, you know, they know that they have a problem and that they're being attacked, but they don't necessarily know the bigger picture. In fact, a lot of them think that sounds pretty crazy. You know, Agenda 21 to them is something that, you know, oh, no, that's conspiracy theory stuff and so forth, despite the fact you can go on the Internet and discover it and read it on the UN website. But, you know, so we have this interesting juxtaposition of, say, Tea Party-like groups that are waking up, that do have these communication skills, who do have websites and Facebook pages and blogs and all these kind of things. And you have these other people who are truly fighting the fight, and they're the victims of this stuff. And what we have to do is get these groups together. because this is the future of the Tea Party-like groups is, in fact, to begin to work with these problems, and the future of the farmers and the ranchers, frankly, is to begin to embrace the people and to begin to understand that they're not alone in this fight, that this is not just even a national fight, it's a global fight. There is an agenda, and we have to treat it like an agenda, and we have to organize at a much larger scale than we've been doing in the past in order to win. And so I think that union of these organizations is absolutely essential, and the trick is figuring out how to work with individuals and piece that together county by county by county. And once that's accomplished, I think we have a pretty good chance. These water wars are huge, and they do impact not just the individual who has his farm go dry, but they impact our food production. I mean, you know, we're sitting in a situation where somebody told me now that the food welfare program we have in the States, where we give away food, lunch schools, whatever else, they now apparently are giving out food that is tin and comes from China. I mean, can you imagine this? We have government programs handing out food that comes from China. So the problems are serious, and we have to address them accordingly. The water wars up in Montana. Right now there's in progress is a huge battle up in the western part of Montana to take away the primary water rights, the first in line rights of the people that have been there, some of them back to the 1850s, and turn that all back over to the Native American Indians. We have water battles here in California, blowing up dams, you know, and saying California's adopted a policy. They want minimum 80% of the water that starts from snowflake in the mountains and flows to the river to go completely unobstructed. That means no dams, no reservoirs, nothing. And that also means a minimalization of water that's being diverted to go out to agriculture areas. So these are just absolutely mammoth problems, and they're huge, and they affect our national prosperity, they affect our national sovereignty, and ultimately they affect our national security. If we literally give up this, and we have to rely upon everything that we have, including our food, from China, from India, from Mexico, or whatever else, you know, forget that. We don't have a nation anymore. We are just another chapter within the United Nations, and a relatively small one of that.
But that's what they want, and people understand America is under attack from within today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about Agenda 21, using the threat to the environment to justify taking away our freedom. One more time, Kirk, how can people get hold of you and your organization?
Well, go to the defendruralamerica.com website, and below my photograph, there are four little icons, one of which is for email. So that's another way. Just click that. It'll start an email to me via address to kirk@defendruralamerica.com. Let me know where you are. Please let me know what city, county, and zip you're in, so I kind of have a feel where you are in your states. I'm now, since you want to organize by county, you kind of want to know what counties people are in. So let me know that, and how to communicate with you, and definitely in the far Colorado. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. I do want to.
We got to let you go, Kirk. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye bye.
Thank you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power
from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, there, I understand. I hope you enjoyed Kirk. He's doing a wonderful job. He did a great job up there in Siskiyou, and his ideas will work. And you need to get organized on your own. Now, to understand what this is all about, you really need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You can get the DVD from us, or you can simply go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down to video to the first one, and it's my talk from which the book came. But the book has all the sources of reference, and you can read them over and over again till you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle against organized demonic forces. This is not imaginary, it's real. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. There's syllabuses with both of them so that you know I'm not lying to you. And then you need to understand Agenda 21. We have an excellent DVD by Michael Shaw. We have a 4-CD set on Agenda 21. We have a wonderful book by Stealth and Deception. By Stealth and Deception by Orlene Coulomb. This is what smart meters are all about. You need to get to her book on smart meters. You need to get our 4-CD set on smart meters. You need to understand they know exactly what they're doing. They want to regulate and control. They want to get you to cut back on your electricity use. They want to lower your standard of living. They want to impoverish the American people and build up the standard of living in other countries, which they are doing. China has a large middle class today, as does India. And the whole idea is to destroy the middle class in America. And if you don't stand up for your rights, you don't deserve. And right now, the level of the middle class has decreasing. It used to be that 64% of the American population was middle class. It's down to about 45% now, and it's going to keep falling. And eventually, we're going to end up with two classes, a vast poverty class, impoverished class, and a few rich people, and that's exactly what they want, the sort of a government we have imposed upon Mexico. And look upon what's going on there. Certainly crime and chaos, afraid to go out, afraid to leave your home, afraid of being kidnapped. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to happen here. You see the increasing tempo of violence. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVDs, The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret, Agenda 21, the DVD, and of course the tape set, the books on smart meters. And there's so much. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Now, I do want to mention I'll be speaking there in Colorado on the 15th of September. And if you want to know more about it, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We're putting on an all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 21st of October. Great speakers coming in, all of whom you need to hear. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. and the survival of Christian civilization. We do need your help to maintain my ministry, to maintain our radio networks across America. We are going to have to give up most of our shortwave. We're going to keep 1 hour in the afternoon for shortwave, but the expense of this is driven us way in debt. We're, I think, down $25,000. If you can help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection until next week. May the Lord be with you.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common